something funny never happens.
That's why we do this show.
It's like a waste. We're like wasting electrons right now. It's a waste of electrons.
It's a solid state drive, and you're just like, I don't even want to record on it.
I watched that Dallas Buyers Club yesterday, right? So I watched the Sad AIDS story.
Yeah, right.
And what was funny.
What was hilarious.
What was funny was.
Then we watched Philadelphia. It was great. Oh, man. Then a little Leaving Las Vegas.
That was great.
Oh, my God. It was a laugh riot. Look at all the lives being destroyed.
Yeah. But we ended the night with Requiem for a Dream. So.
Oh, God.
No, but we wound up watching that movie. And one of the things that happened during it, which I thought was very interesting, Tom, is that they had this very sort of anti-big pharma thread that runs throughout the whole thing. But one thing that they passed up, that they passed by, because it really does feel like natural healing, and there's a lot of that sort of going through, because he's like taking fucking like vitamins and minerals and like aloe juice and shit.
Sure. And that's what saves his life in the end.
Well, it doesn't save his fucking life, because dude, motherfucking dies.
Right.
But he lives longer than they expect, right?
Sure.
So I'm ruining the movie for whoever fucking hasn't seen it, so fucking spoiler alert. Fucking
Dallas Buyers Club.
Luke is fucking actually the son of Darth Vader. So spoiler alert. Fucking whatever.
God damn it.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Harry Potter actually is the sled and fucking.
Harry Potter is the sled and fucking Citizen Kane.
Rosebud is a Horcrux.
But in any case, they're doing this thing. But if you read between the lines in that movie. There's a part where they talk about how there's this stuff that's approved in Germany and this other stuff that's approved in France that we're not using because the FDA hasn't approved it.
Sure.
And it really lends itself to show, because at one point, one of the doctors looks right at the other person in the movie and says, this is just a business. This is a business. They say that. They go out of their way to make sure that they make that statement.
Yeah.
But I think if you read between the lines in that movie, it really shows how bad a business it actually is. Because in other countries where there's socialized medicine, they're trying these other treatments.
Right.
Because there's nobody that stands to profit off of a certain type of thing.
Because
there's no business,
right?
It's funny that the way they depict it is to try to show how bad Big Pharma is. But what I got out of it is how bad our healthcare system is.
Right.
Why fucking I pay to be healthy is a bad idea. Because even at one point in the movie, Jared Leto plays what you're defining it as, transgender of some sort. I don't know what the definition is. I think cross-dresser, but I don't know where that ends. I don't know what that
is. I don't even know if that's a thing.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say
it's
probably not allowed to say it.
Probably plays...
Cross-dresser's probably insulting to someone. At one point, the Jared Leto, who I'm just going to refer to as Jared Leto, is...
He plays a character
in the movie.
of complex gender identity.
Very complex. Complex as hell. But Jared Leto winds up telling the main character, yeah, I'm charging $5,000 to split my medication with this other person.
What?
With AIDS, because that, and he says they would pay $20,000. And the thing is it's showing you how much y'all pay for end of life care stuff where you think you're going to die, where you think I could fucking die any moment. We talked about this when we were talking to Professor Steven. We were saying, you know, like what happens with the cancer people? Well, they'll fucking pay whatever it takes. You want to lop off parts of my body so the rest of this can stay alive. I'll do it.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
I'll just do it.
If you end up as a fucking head in a jar.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, fucking I'll just be a head in a jar
head
then.
Jar time.
Because like if you successively just keep cutting stuff off, there's never going to be a point, at least that I can imagine, being like, well, let's just call this.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, maybe there is.
Maybe there is. But at a certain point, money is not the point.
Money's not the point.
And I know, you know, well, I don't know. But I think, looking forward, that I would even go so far as to put some people I know into jeopardy just to try to save my own life.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like my family may be into jeopardy for a little bit. At a certain point, I think there's a level, you know, I think at an age, there's an age level where that number starts to disappear, where you start just being like, fucking, I live long enough.
I know.
My dad was at that point. Like, my dad was at that point. He was just like, I remember him telling the doctor, how long do you expect me to live? Because they were talking about, like, cancer and possibly putting him on chemo. He's like, fuck off. I'm not doing that.
Sure, right.
So there's a point, I know, when you get older where that, you know, that graph starts to go down. where you're like, I'm willing to sort of ride this shit out. But at a young age, I don't think anybody's ready at like 31 to be
fuck
like,
that.
Let's fucking pull the plug on this shit.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No.
Well, what would you save your money for? You know what I mean? Like, you save your money because it's like when you think about what you're going to do with your money, it's like, well, I want to save some of my money so I can buy things in the future.
Yeah.
But if there's no future,
yeah,
there's no reason to save it. Exactly. Like, oh, I want to save some of my money so my kids can have my money. But fucking make your own money, son.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know what? I'm not going to leave you any money, but I will leave you this really nice set of bootstraps.
Right? Yeah. Pull yourself right up, motherfucker. I was watching last night. I was watching because I got up at 4 o'clock with the baby. So I was like, turn on Netflix and like holding the kiddo and like waiting for him to fall asleep. And so I'm watching this documentary. It's fucking terrible. It's called Unplanned America. It's like a series. And it's like three Australian dudes who come to America and then like find like weird American culture. So then they go and they're like, look at me. I'm the guy from the outside looking at weird American culture. And they're actually pretty like respectful about it, I guess, whatever. But one of the things they do is they go down to Southern Illinois and they go to the Juggalo gathering. Like,
oh,
I guess
God.
The Juggalos have like their big... Ooh. Fucking Juggalo party. Yeah, I know, dude. It's
what's crazy about it is how do they all get together? Because magnets don't work. So how do they all actually get attracted to each other?
Well, they from the fucking looks of it, they all contain enough mass that they have their own gravity.
Oh, shit. Fucking, who needs magnets if we have gravity, right? Fuck it. You know?
I guess what I'm saying is Juggalos are fat. But like they had like, it was super funny because they had like a wet Faygo contest. They have like, instead of like wet t-shirts, but it's like they use like, I guess, soda for some reason. I think that's like in like a song. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sure.
Whatever. And like all the women are up on the stage just like, no, put a parka on. Put on all the clothes back on. It's bad, dude. It's not a good thing.
I was at a place one time, a dorky medieval recreation thing. And they do this thing called a slave auction, right? So if it's your first time at this place, they put you up on the you can volunteer to be auctioned off for an hour of your time.
Okay.
And the money that they collect goes to paying for beer for this big campsite that everybody comes and drinks for free all the entire time. So basically it's a party every night, and you get to drink for free every night if you want, but they ask people to donate their time to, you know, whatever.
To the slave auction.
But
thing, yeah.
Lots of times they'll have, you know, really good looking people and they'll like whistle and it'll be like, oh, and they'll get a lot of money. Like, and occasionally two hot girls will come up and they'll kiss and people will be like, what's up? I'm spending all my money. You know, and they're just like,
I
like
get an hour of your time. I don't know what to do with it.
There was this tiny short little guy who looked pretty muscular, but like no one was bidding on him. So we bid. We wanted to get him for like $25 and then we made him dig sump holes in our fucking camp. It's like, we needed to pour fucking dirty dishwater somewhere. So it's like, I'm not digging it. Hey, I just paid this guy $20 to do it. And he was thinking he was going to like, because he gets up there and they say, well, this guy is really good at massage. Like, fuck it. I don't care if he's good at massage.
Yeah.
That little dude can dig a hole. Like, fucking, that's all good. So we bought a guy to do that. And I don't think anybody does that, right? Nobody does that. Everybody always just like, there, you're good at massage. So they get a massage, whatever.
Right.
I don't,
yeah.
It's a weird fucking like bad touch thing. I don't care. But in any case.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember I was there, and this woman gets up there, and she's got my physique, right? So she comes up.
Ooh.
She's pretty
diesel. They reinforce
she's diesel. Let
they
me just say.
They reinforce the platform she got
diesel,
up on, too.
You know? Fucking, you heard the Mack truck horn before she got up there. And she's wearing this chainmail bikini that you can see right through that is absolutely horrifying. And I'm standing there with this guy, and she starts to unbutton her thing.
No!
And the guy almost starts screaming, leave it! Leave it on! And then she takes off. He's like, put it back on! Put it back on! He was like screaming as loud as he could. It was amazing. It was amazing. But that is not just Juggalo culture that has people that, like, look, nobody wants to see me with my shirt off. I recognize that.
No.
Fucking my wife doesn't want. My wife shuts all the lights off. Whenever my shirt is off, it doesn't matter. She could be in the middle of cooking. She'll shut all the lights off. She's like, no, I don't want to see you without your shirt. I understand. I get it.
Yeah. My wife goes through the house breaking the light bulbs with a broomstick to make sure.
My wife gouges her own eyes out so she doesn't have to look at me. I understand. But at the same time, it's like, I recognize that I'm not a fit, hot 20-year-old dude.
Sure, right.
You know,
right.
That fucking has a 6-pack. I got like a 64-pack. I'm like a fucking, I'm like a Natty Light 64-pack. And it's nobody,
I have a 1-pack and it's a really big
nobody,
pack.
Yeah, it's, nobody wants to see this.
Yeah, I got a kegerator.
I understand. I just don't understand when people are like, I'm really kind of fugly. I'm right. going to take off my clothes. Nobody wants to see you take off your clothes.
Right.
Like, if you're young and hot, people want to see you take your clothes off. But the moment you get ugly, which yeah, right. happens to a lot of us, it
sure.
turns out.
Yeah.
Happened to me at a very young age.
I started ugly.
Yeah, I mean, fucking A.
I haven't aged out of it. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not you're a not fine
gonna,
wine.
You're not gonna turn into Sean Connery when you turn 60. So
I've been corked, yeah. I guess is what I'm saying.
But no, I mean, I recognize my own limitations.
Right.
It's like, oh, I'm not gonna take my shirt off. I'm not gonna fucking walk around in a banana warmer. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like, that's not a thing. Mainly because people are like, is that a... Are you sure that that's a banana?
I think that's a... Maybe like one of those mini plantains.
That's
or
like a plantain, right? I mean, like, that's like a fingerling potato.
On a good day, that's half a kiwi.